This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 564,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That's more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million. It's more than 3.2 million in the U.S. Although U.S. President Donald Trump has avoided wearing a mask in public even as the coronavirus pandemic spread, he donned one Saturday at a military hospital outside Washington, D.C., where he was to meet with wounded soldiers and frontline healthcare workers. The visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center marked Mr. Trump's first appearance with a face covering since the virus began sweeping across the United States earlier this year. The president had previously refused to wear a mask in public or to ask other Americans to do so, saying it was a personal choice. At the medical facility, Mr. Trump walked by media wearing a navy blue mask emblazoned with the presidential seal embossed in gold. The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution authorizing humanitarian aid deliveries to Syria's mainly rebel-held northwest from Turkey through just one crossing point. It's a victory for Russia in cutting another crossing the UN and aid groups have called critical. Russia, Syria's most important ally, argued aid should be delivered from within the country across conflict lines, and just one crossing point was needed. The UN and humanitarian groups argued unsuccessfully, along with the vast majority of the council, that two crossing points were essential to get aid to the 2.8 million people in the Northwest, especially with the first case of COVID-19 recently reported in the region. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of Seoul paid their respects to the South Korean capital's late mayor, Park Won-soon, at a public memorial set up in his honor. City Hall officials opened the memorial outside its offices amid an outpouring of public sympathy over Park's sudden death on Friday amid reports that he had been implicated in a sexual harassment complaint. The 64-year-old was found dead on a wooded hill in northern Seoul early Friday, about 7 hours after his daughter reported to police he had left her a will-like verbal message and left their home. A former human rights lawyer, Park led two of South Korea's most influential civic groups and was the mayor of Seoul since 2011. He was widely considered a leading liberal candidate for president when his political ally and current president Moon Jae-in's single five-year term ends in 2022. U.S. President Donald Trump's planned executive order on immigration will not include amnesty for migrants, known as Dreamers, who are in the U.S. illegally but arrived in the country as children. That's according to a White House spokesman who issued a statement after Mr. Trump said his executive order would involve the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That program, known as DACA, currently protects hundreds of thousands of such immigrants from deportation and provides them work visas, work permits, but does not offer a path to citizenship. Mr. Trump told the Spanish-language TV network Telemundo he was going to do a big executive order, that he had the power to do it as president and make DACA a part of it. The White House statement, however, said that Mr. Trump's executive order would establish a merit-based immigration system and said that he would work with Congress on a legislative solution that could conclude or include citizenship, but no amnesty. This all comes after the U.S. Supreme Court last month blocked Trump's bid to end DACA, which was created in 2012 by then-President Barack Obama, but that ruling did not prevent Mr. Trump from trying again to end the program. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is sharply defending his investigation into ties between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign. Mueller writes a newspaper opinion piece that the probe was of a paramount importance and asserts that Trump ally Roger Stone remains a convicted felon, and rightly so, despite the president's decision to commute his prison sentence. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready to dive into some awesome music? Well, I've got a great playlist today. Mostly current music, but a nice mix of Afro mainstream and other stuff that you don't hear on your local music stations, like contemporary classic Mande music or Ethiopian alternative or singer-songwriter music from Casamance, Senegal. And then there's great reggae and gorgeous music from Cape Verde. Okay, so that's the playlist today, but I've also got exciting current music news. Song of the Week is a fun, high-energy dance tune, a new release by Queen Sheba Kiranji of Uganda and featuring Christo Panda. That comes in at 1:30, and Kwame Ofori joins me virtually, as usual, to present that. Then, last but definitely not least, today's feature is my interview, a virtual interview, with Inanga musician Munyakazi Deo from Rwanda. Now, Inanga is a very special traditional instrument that's unique to Rwanda, and Munyakazi has just released his debut album that features that instrument in an innovative and fresh new way. He calls it Afrofusion, Inanga Afrofusion. So he and I talk about the album, and then one song in particular that I really love that's about the Rwandan mandatory work day. Well, it's officially called a holiday that happens once a month, called Umuganda. It's suspended right now because of COVID-19, but the song is about that, and I think you're gonna really love meeting Munyakazi and listening to his great music. So that's what's inside, peeps. Now let's get to it! Starting off in high gear, this is Ray Vanny and featuring Diamond Platinums from Tanzania with Amaboko.
Mwagamaji tucheze kama kambale. Leo ni Vani boy, yupo na mtoto atandale.
Watoto wa bibi wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope wanavua wiki kama wamegombana na ebito fanya kama unadukua
twende sasa
unanengua
twende sasa
pika na pakua
twende sasa
chukua
twende sasa mabobo bobo tunakesha popo
leta chupa kwa chupa na moshi tulewe
tunakesha popo
nasema bobo bobo
tunakesha popo
shika pesa tusepe silali
Sambua,
Kalewa,
Ana Kipinoa,
Kalewa,
Ana Jichetua,
Kalewa,
Ay, 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 ay,
Kalewa,
Amaboko,
Amaboko,
Amagulu,
Amagulu,
Amaboko,
Amaboko,
Amagulu,
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 Sa baby show, show ni chali choko pavama. Baby go, go, mecha usi jali lawama. Ana si piti titi, kwendo fo chichi chichi. Katoto kuchi kuchi, kwenye kuchi kichiki. Kwenye nyomi kichichi, kwenye ni tigigi. Kwende paka moni kipiti, pinza meshe moni kimbiji. Katoto kana papara,
para.
Kupi kwenye meki.
Para,
puta kama sigara,
ra ra ra.
Nasema popo popo,
tunakesha popo.
Tembeza cha ukucha na mwendo tulewe,
tunakesha popo.
Panangu popo popo,
tunakesha popo.
Kama kigo mafuta silale mwenyewe,
tunakesha popo.
Aye aye,
kimempan.
Oh kidaluso,
kimempan.
Kaisha leo,
kimempan.
Somba kama fuso,
kimempan.
Umu,
Amaboko.
Amaboko,
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 Amaboko, kama jitu cheze kama kambale Leo ni vaniko, yuko na mtoto atandale
Sachezesha kilesu,
kilesu
Akilesu, akilesu,
kilesu
Sazungusha kilesu,
kilesu
Kilesu, kilesu,
kilesu
Yes, all right, that was Rayvanny and Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania with their newest dance sensation, Amaboko. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Daka Dembele with Baba. Now, Daka Dembele is a Canadian-based Ivorian artist, and he just came out with an album called Petit Bateau, which means little boat in French, and it was just released in March. This is the closing track from that album. Baba means father, and he sings in Bambara, the same language, actually, as Alpha Blondy, if you know him, or Tikenja Fakoli. They're all great reggae stars, African reggae stars. And in the song, Daka is denouncing the way that so many African politicians grab power and then never let it go until the day they die or are overthrown.
Kefi maye ibadilone mana keje maye ibadilone ala kale bu manye marifa fanga manye joli pa fanga manye wolo mani fanga ni shani macha
way, that was Baba by Daka Dembele.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Hey guys, so I told you at the top of the hour that I had some current Afro mainstream jams for you. You already heard one from Tanzania at the top of the hour. Now we're going to vibe out to two brand new Niger tunes, back to back. First is Mi Casa Su Casa by Corrida Bello, and then Woman, an Ampiano jam by Rima. Let's go!
My girl, seen a lot of faces, but nobody shine, girl. Nobody shine like you, girl. Seen a lot of fine girls. Nobody can replace you, cause you are divine, girl. Proud to call you my girl.
You know you're
my question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, tu casa, all in all. Yeah. My question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, su casa, all in all. If you give me chop, I no go run. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na na. If you give me chop, I no go run. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na na.
Love the way you walking, baby.
Love the way you talking, baby. I'm in love with the things that you say. I'm in love with the games that you play. Talk to me, yeah, talk to me, babe. Tell me you're in love with me, babe. I'm in love with the things that you say. I'm in love with the games that you play. My question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, tu casa, all in all. Yeah. My question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, su casa, all in all.
If you give me chop, I no go wrong. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na na. If you give me chop, I no go run. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na na. Oh, love the way you love me so. I love you deeply from my soul. Now you love that make me catch you cold.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Another banger. I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect. I get one with be my sponsor. I get one with they call me honey. One way they do me winchy winchy. She they do like patience or soko. Wale.
Python, love what they giving me, I am.
Riman, two like woman. Hey, everybody, this is Music Time in Africa, and we're just coming off a back-to-back jam of brand new Afro-mainstream hits. We had Mi Casa, Su Casa by Corede Bello and Woman by Rima, both from Nigeria. Hello, I am Heather Maxwell. Now, let me take you all into a new kind of musical territory. These are three amazing songs that you've probably never heard of, either because they're from a different country or from a country that you normally don't hear music from, or they're by an artist who's not mainstream. You know, not electronic dance music or Afro pop or reggae. But I think you're gonna love them, so don't change the channel to get to those songs you know you love that you hear all the time. You know, take a breath of fresh air here and expand your musical mind. This first one is by a Cape Verdean singer named Mayra Andrade. The title of the song is Tangalakatan. It's in Portuguese, so I'll translate for you. Empty. You up and left. You went to Cacaz. You treated me with disdain and you diminished me. When I got home, I knocked and knocked and knocked. Tangalakatan, Tangalakatan. But there was nothing in the house. Just some tea, some incense, a portrait, the cat, and an empty pan. Come back. Don't go. I'll fix what I did wrong and make it beautiful just like it was before. Everything will be all right. That was Mayra Andrade from Cape Verde with Tangalakatan.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Hey guys, here's another female artist you've probably not heard of before. Her name is Maria Siga. She's from Casamance in southern Senegal. And this is her song Wama, a track off her debut album released in 2020. Wama means what's happening in Jola.
Whoa,
All right, and that was Maria Siga from Casamance, Senegal. How are you all doing, darlings? Doing all right? If you're just joining us, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America from Washington, D.C. I'm recording from my home studio because of COVID-19. Coming up in just a few minutes, my colleague Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present Song of the Week, which is Choyena Omanya Remix, a total Afro-mainstream dance tune, super fun, from Tanzania. After that, there's more great music, and then my feature artist of the hour. You are going to meet a young artist from Rwanda whose mission is to bring back the roots of Rwandan music. His name, Munyakazi Deo. I had a virtual interview with him earlier this week. He's in Kigali, and he just released his debut album of Inanga Afrofusion. Yeah, you are in for a real treat. But first, let's get back to that third and final song that I think you've probably never heard, but will love. It's called Eyaye, and it's by Trio Dakali and Kronos Quartet. Now, Trio Dakali is a trio of Malian griot musicians, a singer, an Nguni player, and a balafon player. And Kronos Quartet is an American string quartet from California. They got together and they recorded this song, which is a classic Mande song in the traditional griot repertoire, but then now interpreted here by this international collaboration. Here it is, AIA. and that was AIA, a new interpretation of an old Mande classic by Trio Dakali and the Kronos Quartet. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it is the bottom of the hour. That means it's time to bring on that virtual presentation of Song of the Week with my colleague, who is at his home studio, like me, in mine, Kwame Asante Ofori.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hey, Kwame, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
As always, it's nice to see your face.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Same sentiments. Yeah.
So what's new?
Nothing much. Just staying at home, making sure you're keeping safe and not being infected.
I know. So it's been so long, you sometimes forget that that's the main thing we have to keep remembering
yes.
to do, is just
yes.
to stay healthy.
Stay safe. Stay
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, yeah. But I like your hat.
Oh, thank you. It's a gift.
It looks like a dinkra?
Yes. So it was gifted to me by a brand called Janine Brand. And the symbol is Fauhudie, I think, which means freedom.
Oh.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So.
Freedom. I like that. Just for those listening, you know, you can't see it, but it looks it's like a blue cap, you know, like a baseball cap. But
yeah.
the symbol's white and it looks kind of like a butterfly, maybe.
Yeah.
Sideways.
I like how you're describing it.
Yeah, or a flowery X.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freedom. All right, cool. So are you ready for this Song of the Week?
I am. I am. What's the title?
Choina Umanya.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means? That means what you need to know. But mm-hmm. it's not about the meaning of this song. It's about the dancing. That's it. So the artists, by the way, are from Uganda. It's Queen Sheba Karungi mm-hmm. featuring Crystal Panda.
Oh, lovely. I like yeah. his name, Crystal Panda.
Actually, it's not Crystal Panda, though. I think that's even cooler because I picture a panda bear that's in crystal.
I know.
It's actually Cristo, like C-R-Y-S-T-O, Cristo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So you want to hit it?
Oh, yeah. Let's get right into it.
Let's wind it up.
Crystal Panda, Queenie Nangin Panda, Viviana Bibamba, Bamba, 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 to all the people.
Just absolutely fun. That's it's not a serious thing, it's not a heavy thing, but it's colorful, it's bright, and I love that there are a couple different groups. There's Cristo and his crew, the guys, then there's these kids, and then there's Cristo and Sheba together, and there's a few solo dances, and they're all just breaking out their moves the best they can.
And Heather, I mean, I agree with you 100%. And I also noticed that the producer had like a sound there that sounded so much like Would You Be Loved by Bob Marley, the bass guitar picking in the beginning. Yes, it made it refreshing and nostalgic.
Hands up, while I believe. But it's so big, call it on a kameme. Stop, never. Twari da kameme. Aba singa nyo kachibalume. Shia mada mwe. Kamu wolo me. Dress up green in gesusa. So fly, chile bounce up.
Wee, choi no manya kapo ya fe ya wamba. Ono mana taina na we ya chamba. Choi no manyo mutima kwe ya wamba.
A remix of a previous version of the song. Do you know anything about that song? Do you know much
nope.
about Ugandan pop music at all?
I do listen to some Ugandan music, but I didn't. If this is the remix, I want to hear the original.
Yeah, it's good too.
Great.
All right, so that was Choi Naumanya by Queen Sheba Karunji and featuring Crystal Panda.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Guys, stay safe. Don't forget, you're still in a pandemic.
Yeah, but keep dancing too. Keep dancing.
Of course.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante. And that was
Song of the
Week.
It's music time in Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. Now we're just going to cruise. We are just going to cruise here for a minute to this awesome beat. Just enjoy it. The song is called Sponono, and it's by South African DJ and producer Kabza De Small. But it also has a lot of other artists on it. You're going to recognize some of them. There's Wizkid, there's Burna Boy, Casper Nyovest, and Maduman. Yeah, let's cruise. Guys, that was Sponono by Kabza De Small. Today's feature interview via Zoom with Rwanda Inanga artist Munyakazi Deo is coming up very soon. But first, take a listen to this. It's one of my favorite singer-songwriters from Ethiopia. His name is Dawit Sherent. This song is called Saint Monica, and it comes off his brand new EP released in June called In Pursuit Of.
So we struggling to find peace within your face. Felt your pain, a pain in your silence.
hands and wraps your veins. For a long time you've been around when I don't understand. I was lost, but I know you've been around through all of my steps. I've been praying. For my heart, for you.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and you just heard Dawit Sherrant with his new song, Saint Monica.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Okay, now it's time for my feature interview with Munya Kazideo. It was recorded via Zoom earlier this week, where I was able to catch up with him in Kigali and talk to him about his new album, his debut album, and the one song that I really love, in particular, Umuganda Rwanda.
Hi, Deo. How are you?
Hello, Maxwell. How are you doing?
Fine, yes. So tell me about your debut album.
Well, my album is named Isoko Dusangye, which simply means our common source. It's about bringing back the culture, back to the roots, to the basics, the essence, and stand for the legacy.
I see. Let's just watch together and listen to one of the tracks on your album that I really love. It's, I think, the newest video release from one of the tracks.
Oh, yeah.
mwiriwe mwiriwe umuganda wagenze gute ndese mwahumoreye nge nari mu gatenga gutunganya umuhanda wakawe n'isu
twitabira umuganda is my fusion of Inanga with different musical instruments, which gives the diversity of the real African music. Umuganda is a monthly collective work where people gather and work together, and I believe it's a huge contribution to the nation.
I remember that work day when I was in Rwanda several years ago. I was there on that Saturday, and it was very impressive. I really enjoyed seeing that happening. But what I like about your video are a lot of things. It has a real inclusiveness about it. So you have a female playing the saxophone in a jazzy style. You have different kinds of instruments, traditional instruments like the calabash, the inanga, of course, which is yours, you know, specialty. And there's the djembe. You even have some people with disabilities in the video. And then it's also funny because you have people hiding who are lazy, I guess, that don't want to work. Tell me, how does that happen actually during COVID right now? How are people managing with the workday? Is that still happening on Saturday? Are people wearing masks?
Well, wearing mask is a must. Course, and unfortunately nowadays we are not attending the Umuganda because of keeping social distance measures as the way of overcoming the coronavirus. I think when the corona is over, we gotta do it again.
Your love and passion for this instrument inanga and cultural traditions in general is really strong. It shines through, and it always has. I've been following your work for several years now. What is the main source, do you think, behind this passion of yours?
And my inspiration is from my ancestors. I'm following their footsteps of standing for the legacy and keeping alive our real African music, our folk music. And people used to think that the inanga or traditional music is being played by old people, and I wanted to sustain my culture by following the legacy of my ancestors. So I'm here to stand for the legacy, and I will keep pushing till the whole universe know that inanga is from Rwanda.
Your album is now released, and we're still under pandemic restrictions, of course, so you can't perform live yet. But what are your plans in, say, the next year?
Well, so far, I'm promoting the album. You can find it on different social media and on digital platforms like Amazon, iTunes, and especially on Bandcamp. And I'm grateful it's trending worldwide. And after this, I will be having a short break to think about what to do the next and get energy of doing the second album. And I will be attending different festivals around the world. Many, many, many projects on the way. Please get ready.
That's fantastic. Deo, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so now you know Munyakazi Deo and a little bit more about what's happening musically in Rwanda right now. And speaking of now is the last song of the hour. This is Yakachana, Where You De Go, by Fancy Gadam from Tamale, Ghana.
In the middle you say you de love them now, you de follow you way, you de run no Yakachana. 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 You promise me you will never leave them now. If they follow you, where you dey run, no yakachana. Where you dey go, yakachana. Where you dey go, solo yakachana. Yakachana.
Jenna. I thought say my ex they make a day tire. So I decided to retire. The new one the it be fire. Chai, not fine pan to fire. I dey follow this guy, it is a paper. Always he come begging me paper. Now you do the thing, he tell me later. Oh, later, later. Pan too for the mini bandiba. Rana daya kabare in your kuka. I am too for the mini bandiba. We ran a daya kabare in your kuka. Hey, kabare in a tatunane. Kayi min alkaolika kuladane. Kabare in a tatunane. Alkaolika kuladane. I'm too for the mini bandiba. Rana daya kabare in your kuka. In the middle you say you de love them. Now you de follow you way. You de run no yakachana. Yakachana. Solo yakachana, yakachana, yeah yeah. You promise me you never leave. I'm now we de follow you where you de run. No yakachana, where you de go? Yakachana, solo yakachana, yeah yeah. Yakachana,
ah. You don't say if you Casanova, number 9 in the top striker. Where you de lie to you still? You be customer. Take off the love where you desert. So you believe in all the lies. I mean, I make you shine your eyes, too. These guys can be chop and go. One time can go touch and go.
And with Fancy Gadam's Yakachana, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. Remember to hop on my Facebook page or group or Instagram. That's MTIA Maxwell. My YouTube channel or Twitter and say hello. You can check out the interviews and special features there. There's lots of stuff, and I would love to hear from you. A special thank you goes out to Munyakazi Deo and his team in Kigali, Rwanda for that great Zoom interview. And also to my colleague, Kwame Asante Ofori, for helping me present Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio on Friday at 09:05 UTC. And then again on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. And you can always also find us online anytime. Just get on voanews.com, search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful.